Fast forward 20 years, I'm doing that with my kid. And it's like, you talk about feeling old, and it's amazing that if 20 years ago, you just said, hey, kid, listen up, 20 years from now, you're going to be here with your own three-year-old in your own boat. I'd have been like, yeah, right, you know?
What started out as random discussions turned into Tuesday morning coffee and now a podcast. Welcome to Conversations Across Dakota with Jake Lindgren, Craig Lee, and Dr. Josh Carr.
Morning.
Okay. Quote to start, Craig sent this out. One day you will wake up and there won't be any more time to do the things you've always wanted. Do it now. Paulo Coelho,
okay. I believe. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So, rolls into milestones and aging. I've said this to my patients and said this to you guys, that I don't feel old, but my kids make me feel old. So we all three have child milestones coming up. Mine is I'm going to have a teenager and no child in single digits. So that makes me feel old.
Yeah. Well,
Craig,
I've got one graduating, and I remember for years going, gosh, these parents of kids that are graduating seem so old, and now that's me. Like, I'm the one who has a kid graduating, and now I don't feel old.
Yeah.
Jake?
Yeah, I feel I'm the same way. I mean, I'm 33 today, which is getting older and older, but it feels like just yesterday I was graduating college. Honestly, it doesn't feel like that long ago. But all of a sudden, you know, 60 days from now, I'm going to be a father of two.
Yeah.
And I've been a financial advisor for a decade. Like, all these milestones are aging me more than like my internalization of how much life I've lived. But to go back to your quote, one of the reasons, I'll tell a quick story. Right before I got hired with Edward Jones, I was an insurance agent, had a pretty cushy office job. I mean, a good long-term setup. And I was sat down by a young financial advisor with Edward Jones, that his dad was either the athletic director or superintendent of Watertown School District at the time, and had super healthy guy, and at like age 45 or 48, heart attack and died. And this friend of mine, Josh, sat me down and said, listen, what I love so much about our career is that I can live life. I have the flexibility to live life how I want to. And I'm going to take the trip now because I might not get to see my grandkids. Like, my dad never is going to get to see his grandkids, and I'm going to take the trip now. And so when you said that quote, Josh, this morning, that made me think of that. And personally, my wife and I are super blessed to be able to travel and do some of the things that we've gotten to do over the last few years. And sometimes I feel guilty about it. But I think there's a lot that goes into the don't wait, because, you know, 5 years from now, Craig, you're going to have way less kids in your house than you do right now.
Right. Well, and like right now we're in that season of life where our kids are what we do. You know, that's what we follow. We go to baseball games, we go to hockey games, we go to dance recitals. We try to have experiences for them. And sometimes that, you know, it's like, geez, it is so much more work trying to get six of us one place and find stuff that all of us want to do and enjoy, when it's way easier for just Tasha and I to go someplace, but then we have to find a place for the kids to go. And so that's kind of the season of life that we're in. And I have to remind myself that that's where I find joy now. You know, and we've talked on here about not wishing time away and going, well, when the kids are out of the house, or when the kids are older, then we can do this. And it's like, well, let's do this now. And it's, I don't know. It reminds me to find joy in the season that we're in currently, which sometimes is difficult.
Yeah. Which I think of, like, when you say that joy, I think like finding joy in aging. I mean, I think you have to, along the way, just make sure that you're staying present and aware of those.
Oh, yeah. Which, like I said, sometimes it's hard to do. Like some days, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, someday I'm going to do this. Someday I'm going to do that. And Jake, you're right with that story. Someday might not make it. Mm-hmm. You know, your situation might change. And so do it now while you can. But on the other hand, you know, Josh and I were talking about this morning. Like last Saturday, I spent the morning redoing the kids' closet and sweeping out the garage. Like two things I don't want to do on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, but you have to have that balance. Like, you know, all the little, oh, I'll sweep the garage later. Oh, I'll put that back in the shop later. Oh, this can live right here for right now. All that stuff caught up with me. Mm-hmm. Where if I would have just done all those little things throughout the last year, I wouldn't have had to take a whole Saturday to do them.
Yeah.
But sometimes you...
Sometimes you just have to do those.
Life gets in the way. You know?
But then I think on the flip side, I mean, let's take that Saturday and say all your kids wanted to do this event. Mm-hmm. You're going to push that garage cleaning aside and that. So I still think like we can get so caught up in like, oh, I got to get this done at the house, or I got to get this done. Like, those things can wait sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't pass up those moments of your kids' time because it's like, man, I messed up and didn't do it this day, and now I got to do it today.
And not everything that you do has to be some grand adventure that takes months of planning. You know, Jake just went on a fishing trip, and I don't know how many times we talked about who's going on the fishing trip. You know, is he going to take Oak and his wife, or just him and his wife? And so how did that end up?
Yeah, so and the funny thing is my wife posted a big post on Facebook, and we got some amazing pictures over the weekend, and it was as simple from a planning perspective, it was as simple of a weekend as it could have been.
And like how many fish were caught?
Two.
Not too embarrassing, but that, I mean,
yeah,
but that's not what it was about.
Raving about this weekend, and that's rightfully so.
And you know, the amazing thing is, and we were talking about it last night, it like probably total cost that went into the trip was like $50 in gas and maybe $30 in other stuff. Like, we went out, we buzzed out on the river, put the boat in, fished for 24 hours essentially, and came back. And my kid is just raving about the next time he can go fishing and all this stuff. And I had made up my mind that he wasn't going. It was just going to be just a fishing trip. And man, would that would have been a mistake, because had Ashley and I gone fishing for 15 total hours of casting and set lines and trying to catch fish and caught two fish, that would have been a disappointment. But
right. Cause that would have been your goal for that.
Yeah. We took a family adventure and the goal was just to survive. Yeah. Essentially. And we slept in a tent and we looked at the stars and we made s'mores and we caught a couple fish and we learned how to cast and all this other fun stuff. And we didn't have to go to Alaska. Like, we had, right. That was my kid's trip to Alaska.
Yeah.
And it was
2 hours away.
Wasn't a month of planning and getting gear. And it was just, we're going to go and see how everything works.
Yeah.
Well, and as we're sitting here talking, something just came to me that I see in Jake right now, a childhood smile, like going through your story with Oak. Like, I think we need to maybe think of those things differently. Like, we started this, like, I feel old when, well, put yourself in their shoes, experience right. What they are. That's going to make you feel young, as you just probably felt there.
Well,
you felt like a little kid telling that story.
I did. And it was like, and Ashley said yesterday, like, it's a trip she'll remember for the rest of her life. And she literally didn't fish at all. She just had to make sure the kid didn't fall in the water, which he did.
Did so, he lose sunglasses and a rod?
Oh, come on now.
No, he didn't pull a Craig Lee. No, but it was, You know, and so you started this, we started this episode with talking about like things that make us feel old. So during that time period, my growing up, I kind of tell a little bit of a background story is growing up, I didn't, my family didn't fish. I went the first 12 years of my life, probably not, to my knowledge, I didn't catch a fish the first 12 years of my life, which my dad was a game warden. So that's a very odd thing to but happen.
He doesn't fish.
And he hates it. No.
He hates fishing.
Still to this day, hates it. Won't go with me. But his best friend would take me fishing from about age 12 on up. And it was really interesting to see the correlation between like, you know, you talk about how you're feeling old. Well, I put in a boat ramp that I hadn't put in for 20 years. And 20 years ago, I was putting in with my friend Ken, and I was the inconvenience. I was the little kid that didn't know what he was doing and asking a lot of questions and saying, why,
yeah.
why? Can we go back? Can we do this? Can all this? Do you have snacks?
Yeah.
I'm Stag. And fast forward 20 years, I'm doing that with my kid. And it's like, you talk about feeling old, and it's amazing that if 20 years ago, you just said, hey, kid, listen up. 20 years from now, you're going to be here with your own 3-year-old
right.
in your own boat. I'd have been like, yeah, right. You know,
20 years is so far away.
And you know what? That's a long time. 2 decades.
Yeah. And you wonder if Oak will have any recollection of this trip other than photos, you know, looking back at photos. You know, and if he does, is that going to trigger when he has kids and he takes them fishing for the first time?
You know, my first memory, and there's a lot of research that is variable. You know, some kids remember things at a year old.
Right.
Some kids don't remember things till they're 5 years old. And one of my first memories is from like 1994, which I would have been 3 or 4 at the time. And my dad and I went with him to the tree stand.
Yep.
And so I still remember that. And I remember specific details of this. So I'll be real curious. You'll have to ask him 20 years from now. We'll have him as a guest speaker on the podcast and we'll ask him.
Well, and if you keep those experiences up, you know, he'll remember one of them.
Yeah. Eventually.
As the first.
Yeah. But it makes you, it doesn't make me feel old, but it makes me feel like you've just come a long ways of time. Like,
yeah. Well, and I feel like, you know, when you live those moments, not for yourself, you know, like, cause like you said, you and Ash could have went and you grind it out and fish and get frustrated cause they're not biting. So you're not, you went fishing, but it wasn't for you. You know, you went fishing to have an adventure as a family, which is what happened.
Which I think good parents do. Okay. And a week ago at this time, it was just me going out there. Like I was not going to sacrifice fishing to have an adventure. Like I wanted to fish. And it's such an interesting thing because I see more experienced parents do that all the time. So, you know, kind of like Craig, we're talking about turkey hunting in a couple weeks for you.
Yep.
And now you maybe have a third member of the Lee household that wants to tag along with you. So it's going to be a group of 4. And one of the first things you said was, I could care less about killing a turkey as long as the boys have a good time.
Right.
And that's, I admire that. And I think that probably comes with age and experience and being a parent. You just got to learn to take it back. If you really want to be a good parent and provide the best for your kids, you probably got to learn to take a back seat more often than not.
Well, there are so many things that we do that are 100% for the kids. They're not like, I don't enjoy going to every single practice and baseball game and hockey practice. And like, there are things that I'd rather do, but that's what the kids are into. And for this short window of my life, that's what I'm into. And it's interesting because like, I didn't grow up hunting. I didn't, you know, like we would walk corn for pheasants every now and again, but I didn't grow up duck hunting or archery hunting or rifle deer hunting. But that's what Caden got into. So then that's what I got into because I like doing things with him and that's what he enjoyed. I don't know a single thing about hockey, but that's what Xavier's into. I didn't know anything about tap, but that's what Riker's into. And now Kendall's into hockey as well. So you know, like it's just, it's interesting the stuff that your kids get you involved in.
Well, I think you have to learn to like drop the expectations, you know, like we expect our kids to maybe like something that we like, or we expect this hunt to turn out this way. Like we have to drop those expectations and just allow whatever's going to happen,
right?
Know, create an adventure out of it versus expectation.
Yeah. Or I don't even think drop the expectation in my very short, brief window of being a parent. It's just shift the expectations.
Well, and like Tasha,
yeah, I like that.
Tasha gets not angry with me, but she likes to point out that in my mind, I have a vision of how I want things to go. And rarely does it go that way. And Jake and I have talked about this. Like, I want to go fly fishing really bad. And we're going to make it happen on this turkey trip. But in my mind, it's me standing in the water, you know, slinging my fly rod. And
smoking a stogie.
Smoking a cigar. And it's just peaceful. But in reality, it's going to be me stumbling around, me getting snagged in the tree, the kids throwing rocks in the water.
Let's do this, though. Jake just said shift the expectation.
Oh, yeah.
So that vision that you had, don't lose that. That just needs to be shifted to when you're in your 60s.
Yeah, right, right.
And, and that's sometimes what we maybe fear.
Oh, yeah.
Is like, oh, I got to do that now.
Yeah, I think Craig and I romanticize these visions.
Oh, yeah.
So Mel Robbins, I recently listened to Mel Robbins talk about not necessarily envisioning failure, but like
the hard part.
Yeah. So like she gave the example of running a marathon, and everybody's vision of the marathon is what?
Crossing the finish line.
High five, and everybody like giving hugs to your friends and family. No, that's like, that's what's going to lead to failure, because it's not going to be like that.
Right.
You're going to have blisters at mile 8, and your headphones are going to die at mile 10, and you're going to start cramping up at mile 13, and your stomach's going to hurt at mile 20. And if you can envision those things, when they occur, you've changed your expectations for difficult things to happen. So, Craig, when you were talking about getting snagged in the tree, like, well, if I was channeling my inner Mel Robbins, I'd say envisioning that.
Yeah.
Trip over some rocks in your head, get snagged, start your jet boil on fire.
Right. Well, and that's just it. I mean, and that happens with just about, like, you know, we go on a family vacation and I've got this vision of how it's going to go. And like I said, very rarely is that how it goes.
So how do you feel when that, like, what happens internally when it doesn't go how Craig expected, when he wanted to leave town at 2 and it doesn't get out of town until 5?
Like, it's happened enough to where I understand that my vision and my reality are two totally different things. And very rarely did they line up. So I'm like, all right, it's 1 o'clock. Here we are. Like, a single thing has not been put in the car yet. And you wanted to leave at, you know, 12. And Caden isn't home from the gym because he decided, I got to go work out. And Riker is doing, you know, whatever he's doing. And Xavier's sitting in the car because he's ready to go on the adventure with me.
He's so excited.
And so it just changes. And I feel like I'm pretty good at going with the change. You know, like, it's still going to happen.
You can't buck it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is. And you get upset and be upset at the situation. And you can be like, well, I mean, we'll leave town today sometime. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Figure it out along the way.
Yeah. Like, we might roll in at 9 o'clock versus 6 o'clock, but we'll still get there.
Yeah. So two things I picked up: live the experience through your kids and then shift your expectations. It's two things that I think are actionable thoughts that come out of this.
Well, and like, one thing going back to Jake's story about his dad's buddy taking him fishing is, you wonder if he knew the impact that that fishing trip had on young Jake.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that in that moment he was like, dude, this is going to be a life-changing trip? Or do you think he was like, dude, I'm taking my buddy's kid fishing, and I hope we catch some fish.
You know, it's and he passed away maybe like 12 years ago. Yeah, it'd be about 11 or 12 years ago. So, you couldn't ask him, but if you asked his wife, you know, and it's cool because you've seen these relationships form because of that initial experience. And I talk about my life is so hectic and busy that I create this busyness and this false sense of accomplishment every day. Mm-hmm. And there's things I don't remember from 6 months ago, that meaningful life events that I don't remember specific details because I was worried about the next day or the next day or the next thing. And there, that 3 day window, I can tell you where I was when I got picked up.
Yeah.
I can tell you the meals we had on the trip. I can tell you smells and senses of, and that's, you know, imprinted on me from 2002.
So what if you on certain occasions, that's the vision or expectation you create?
Is remembering it?
No, is okay. When Ken took you, what if his mindset was, I'm going to create the best experience possible for Jake, so when he has a kid, he can recreate this, versus saying, I'm taking 12-year-old Jake out fishing. I mean,
yeah,
getting that, like, let's talk about your upcoming trip.
So
like, let's say Riker, for instance, 'cause he's a gamer like Noah is, but he's showing some interest. What if your vision of that is in 8 years, now Riker's going to be in a position where he wants to do this with me?
So,
you know, going into it with that thought process.
My mind goes to two places on that. Me wanting to show him, like, so I would... like, I would not want to put pressure on him. Like, if we don't shoot a turkey, it's a failure. Like, that's not the expectation. But then the flip side of that is he's not going to enjoy it unless he has success out of it. But I don't know if that's, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, yeah. So make it work. Yeah. Make it work so he does have success, whether
it's
not killing.
Whether it's a kill or no kill.
Like, and that's the thing. And Caden's, I think Caden's getting to the point. Him and a buddy went out Saturday and his buddy ended up shooting a turkey with Caden's bow, and Caden got a new bow for his birthday and has not shot a single thing with it. So he doesn't even get the first kill with his bow. But when they came back and they were telling the story, you could tell Caden was jacked up for the experience.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, dude, he got to shoot it, I didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see that. Like, the experience was cool and the story was cool and he was with a good buddy. And so that's the win out of that. Not I shot a turkey. And so I think Caden's at that point, or he's getting to that point of, I want the experience and the end result isn't necessarily the win.
Right.
And so with Riker, I would want to go out and just spend quality time in the outside, you know, put the phones away or put the devices away. And just spend like quality time with the boys.
Yep. And see where that leads.
Yeah, we'll be.
And to me, that would be success. I don't know if it would be to them. Like, would your story change, Jake, if you got out in the boat and you guys were just pounding fish left and right? Or was it a cool scenario with you and the family because you weren't?
Yeah.
You weren't catching any fish. And so you had to do other things.
It probably would have blended in with other fishing trips that have been really successful and really good. It would have just been, you know, a notch on the belt. But this was
like, if the fish weren't biting, would have you created a little fire and made s'mores at night?
Yeah.
Like, would have you been like, all right, we're going to stop fishing and now we're going to do this? Or would you be like,
probably not.
We're pounding them.
That's interesting. Yeah. That goes right into like shifting the expectations of trying to catch six fish and being okay with catching two. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot to unpack.
That is.
We'll have to record an episode in a few weeks to talk about how the turkey hunt went.
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing that you're excited about it, but I'm hearing also a little like hesitation in how to make it successful and enjoyable for three kids that are completely different.
Oh, yeah.
And a dad that admittedly doesn't really know what he's doing when it comes to turkey hunting.
Yeah. I've been turkey hunting one time and I've walked around in the woods quite a bit, you know? So yeah, I mean, I don't know. And Caden wants to go out there and have success. So then he has to have the patience with me and Riker and Xavier to go, okay, like, I want to do this, but I understand that you guys are along.
Right.
So, I don't know.
So, we've talked quite a bit today about, like, milestones, how we, you know, we're all aging and we've all, you know, been parents for a few years, you two longer than me. So, my question of the day is, what are some moments, like moments or quick time periods in the last decade or so that you kind of, at the end of the day, you kind of thought, holy smokes, where has time gone? Or like, I'm old, or this has progressed fast. Like, this has gotten out of control. Like, what are, is there an individual moment that comes to mind? You know, we talked about Craig, you got a kid graduating, which I'm sure will be one of those moments, but you can't pick that one now because we just talked about it.
So right.
You have to pick something else. Do you guys have a specific moment that you had to kind of just pause and be like, wow, like time is smoking?
So, I mean, I can answer this because we, I mean, and I know you said we can't talk about graduation, but we just went through and pulled photos together for a slideshow for Caden's graduation. And so looking back at all those, which seem like they're all taken yesterday, but it's from when, you know, he's six and older. I mean, all, most of the photos are from after we moved here. And like, I remember one where he had gotten his football pads and Xavier was wearing them and he's looking up to Caden and Caden's looking down at him. And now Xavier, you know, for the past how many ever years has played football in pads. And so it's just like, there's a picture of little Xavier looking up at Caden in Caden's football pads. So, I mean, they're huge. They, you know, his jersey goes down to his knees. And now he's wearing that same, you know, same size pads and they fit him. So stuff like that is, you know, kind of where it comes full circle is some of those. So I don't have like a specific, but just,
well, looking at that picture.
Yeah.
That's specific.
I mean, that's pretty specific.
Looking back at,
like, holy smokes. It's,
yeah,
these kids are old.
I'm yeah. Old. Well, like the first day of school this year, we have Caden's kindergarten picture hanging on the fridge randomly. Like, I don't know why that's up there, but there it is. You know, his pickup on day one of kindergarten over at Buchanan. And then his senior first day of his senior year photo. And it's like, it hits different, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
I recently, there's two of each kid that kind of popped up and Google Memories helps with this on your phone.
Yeah.
So, the one that Bridget had showed me is Avery was super into Moana because at her age, Moana came out when she was two or three and she would sing that Moana song and it just popped up on Bridget's memories on her phone and she showed it to me and she's just belting out the Moana song. So, and now I can't get her to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, remotely close to that. And it was just the innocence of like, she just loved that song and was belting it out.
And now she's self-conscious about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now she won't even sing Taylor Swift to me. So, and then with Noah, he was super into Legos and, he wanted to have his own YouTube channel building Legos. And so him and I set that up and he got two or three episodes in. And he talks about his Lego sets and he had a little lisp. He didn't talk till he was older. We had to do some therapy with him. And so it was just funny listening to him talk about his little Lego guys. So those were the two core memories that I look back and say, man, they're different kids than they were back
then. Where has time gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
You know, this weekend is really fresh in my mind, this past weekend. But that brought me back to a lot of memories of like, holy cow, where has time gone? Like, I never, you know, and I use that example. I was 12 years old sitting at the boat ramp at Lake Oahe and thinking I was at the, you know, Atlantic Ocean. Like, it's yeah. Big, giant water. And now I've been there 100 times, maybe 200 times with my own boat and my own family. And so like that was one thing, but also thinking that, you know, 5 years ago when my wife and I got together, we would take those trips by ourselves. And it just seems like a lifetime ago. And it, you know what I mean? And now we've just evolved our entire trip to make it about like a family experience, not maximizing the amount of fish we catch and the amount of time and the least friction with that. And now it's just like, hey, let's just not fall in the water.
That's
like,
right.
That's it. So
just don't fall in.
So yeah, those memories come to mind and it's like, yeah, that's 5 years ago. Like, holy cow.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
there we go.
A lot to unpack.
Yeah.
It's a good one though.
It is a good one.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you join us again for more Conversations Across Dakota.